T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it's Monday, and it's Cyber Monday, the Monday after Thanksgiving. It's become quite a big deal over the past few years. There are some bargains to be had. With us this morning to talk about it, Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
So what's the best deal? Have you come up with one or two I can't afford to miss out on?
The best deal is the one that saves you the most money and costs you very little to get. So something that has a big discount of free shipping. That's really what you want, right? That's the thing. That's where you make the purchase and you feel like a winner. But a lot of people have been buying things over the past few days, especially ever since Thursday. Americans have spent since Thursday more than $9 billion buying things over these past few days.
Wow,
that is amazing. The big question, of course, is why? I mean, we get, you know, sales and sales and sales this weekend every year, and the economy's not so great. So why are people spending this money? And I would have to put a little guess into this and to say, well, now would be the time to make those big purchases because you're going to get better bang for your buck. You know, if it's time to get a new TV for the house, your TV's been on the fritz, now would be a good time. Yeah. If you need to get a new computer, now would be a good time. You're going to find discounts, 30, 40, 50%, maybe even bigger. But also other things besides technology stuff. I mean, people are buying clothes. People are buying, you know, things for their kids, things that they're going to need for the next year. You know, more than just, you know, simple toys or electronics. So people are taking advantage of the deals. The retailers are making the deals available because, you know, they've been hurting too. It's Black Friday is called Black Friday because it puts the retailers in the black after being in the red all year. But more so than ever this year with the way the economy is.
We experienced with the appliances we bought last year, 2 years ago, washer and dryer, had to wait quite a while.
Yeah.
The pipeline was, as you know, we're having a problem with products coming through the pipeline, but that doesn't seem to be the case in most of the incidents you're talking about, most of the goods.
Well, yeah, I mean, the stock and supply has been okay. I mean, we still have some supply chain issues, but, you know, one of the bigger things that could be, and this could also be driving some of the purchasing too, is we are on the verge of a freight rail strike in this country. In fact, both sides back at the White House today for more negotiations, because if those rail workers go on strike, we won't have the domestic movement of goods. You know, I mean, there's a lot of movement of goods that happens through, through trucking. But that's been curtailed a lot because of diesel prices and diesel fuel availability. And a lot of it also goes by train. But if those train workers walk off the job and those trains don't move, well, a lot of that freight doesn't move. And that leads to you know, scarcity of goods and the rising of prices.
Well, it's interesting because if those of us who've watched that story, there's some pretty generous offers on the table for those trained people, but they seem to not punching the right buttons. They want something else. And I understand Congress could probably stop a strike, but they're all going home for the holidays, right?
Right.
And they're not going to hang around.
So here we are.
All right. Well, now I'll tell you, my wife said something the other day because I don't buy anything. I don't want to buy anything on cyber, okay, or on the internet. My wife does. And the other day after she has sent back about 3 out of 4 things she gets, she winds up packaging and sending back because it's not what she wanted. I said, hey, why don't you stop doing that? We'll go to the store and get it. I'm old fashioned. She's new fashioned. What can I say?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a divide with people with that stuff. But you know, when you have a company like Amazon, for instance, that does free shipping,
yeah,
it becomes easy to do that. And especially, you know, Amazon, If you're returning something, you don't have to ship it back sometimes. In fact, they have a lot of drop-off options now, either at Whole Foods, which, is owned by Jeff Bezos now, or they have a partnership with Kohl's where you can do Amazon drop-off. They have UPS now accepts Amazon returns for free. There's ways to do this with it costing a little money to keep shipping things back and forth when you're buying something and you either don't like it, you want to get something else, or it's the wrong size or whatever the case may be, So it is so easy to shop online, and if you don't mind waiting 2 days to get the product, then it can be advantageous.
As a matter of fact, I think we went to Kohl's just the other day to return something to Amazon.
There you go.
Good information. All right. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about Cyber Monday. That's today. And I'm sure there are going to be millions of people on the Internet.
You can always find some pretty good Cyber Monday-type deals. However, one thing I will say, you should have probably already been starting. You could also see those already on Black Friday and the Thursday beforehand. Those sales have a tendency to last for about a week or so.
Go on.
Yeah.
Just in case you missed it. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.